This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just playing the last of this video clip here with Dr. Curry Made in Georgia, that's been one of the top experts in terms of dealing with the transhuman aspect of these vaccines. You have an article, in fact, I think it was sent to you by Deborah Tavares, and I think I'll see if I can pull that up here. Let's see if I can pull up that particular little clip. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. Here it says, no words. And it shows a video clip, actually. Let me see if I can pop that open here so people can see it. And of course, you had a big, long discussion here at the top here. And it was a combination of Dear Wendy. Remember that big, long note you made there to Wendy?
Oh, yes.
Wendy Copley, Wendy Copley, right? And and let's see if I can open up this little clip here and see if it shows a picture. View entire message. Okay, let's see. Let's see if it shows that picture here in the clip. No words. The committee of three. Here it is. If you're looking on the screen right now, you can see it here. This is John and Dr. John Coleman. Now, you know who is Dr. Coleman? I'd like you to identify him.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, he's the same gentleman that gave a presentation a few months ago explaining how dangerous the COVID-19 shots are.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the old doctor that usually sits in this chair and he reads off documents.
Yes.
And he puts the papers off to the side. That's good. Now, I'm going to read this, so for those people who don't have the picture, but if you go to actually look at Periscope, at Deagle Network, you can actually see this picture on the screen. It says, euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No city shall be larger than a predetermined number. As described in the work of Calgary, essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be exterminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States shall be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, or which 500 million. Okay, now, I want you to understand, who is the Committee of 300? And I'd like you to give me your answer, and then I'm going to expand on it.
Well, actually, I have to plead ignorance. I do not know Dr. Deagle. I don't want to just...
One of the things that makes it difficult, because... And you probably noticed that some people are kind of a little remiss or frightened to actually be interviewed by me. In fact, I just spoke literally yesterday to Dr. Tenpenny. And I tried to get her to come on my show to do an interview before she leaves on vacation the 1st of April. And she plans on being down in Mexico for a month. Now, she's done, as she said in her own words, 436 interviews. Now, I know most of the people she interviews with are secular broadcasters or other people. A few of them are doctors, but most of them don't have anywhere near the knowledge level or classified access to information I have. So, for example, last week I sent her a document that showed, no, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it's not a spike protein, it's double-stranded DNA you're inserting. And when I asked to see if, looked at her website to see if she has any, quote, natural or nutritional or even drugs therapies or solution to either the virus in the first place or the excessive inflammation with the Th1 over Th2 cytokine imbalance created by the spike protein antibodies from the mRNA or DNA, none of these doctors have any solutions except for me, Dr. Bill Deagle. Now, you want to talk to Josh Bernstein, and Josh did a video that I saw earlier today, and it was actually a review of Dr. This European doctor who panicked over the idea that the vaccines are going to induce a super plague that'll kill billions of people. Now, you got to understand. Yeah, well, you got to understand what's going on. Hi, Stephen Fox. You got to understand what's their agenda. Okay, why are they saying this? Well, this guy, this virologist that invented and worked for the Gates Foundation, did this because their agenda is they want to tell you, hey, look, we screwed up. The vaccines are actually going to create a super plague because the virus is going to emerge. Yeah, we know there's other strains emerging, but none of them are more lethal. And they're easy to deal with. Simply dimply, okay? With my first line defense kit, you just simply test for things like three major things for any patient. What's their antioxidant level? What's their vitamin D level? Right?
Yes.
And what's their level of activated folic acid levels? So we measure those levels and we correct them even before we add antipathogenics or things to protect the oxidative damage to the mitochondria, like the electron transport chain in the extracellular matrix and getting rid of hydroperoxy radical. It's easy to solve. Even things that are not marginally helpful, like hydroxychloroquine early or ivermectin, help a little, but even those were suppressed by the so-called media because they don't want to say it. Even though 16 years ago, even Fauci said that hydroxychloroquine stopped previous versions of the coronavirus, which, by the way, the SARS-1 and the MERS, which is from the camels in the Middle East, were far more lethal than the current virus. The number of dead in 2020 was less than 2019. So they want to be labeled it because the reason why they call it COVID is not because it's SARS-2, it's COVID certification of ID, because their whole idea was to create a plague that would scare you into believing that you had to take, number one, the seriously wear a face diaper, when the only thing that stops the virus is a NIOSH N95 mask, not these face diapers. And the virus certainly doesn't stop going 6 feet, it can go 100 feet if it wants to, depending on the airflow. And a virus particle can go into your eyes if it doesn't go through your nose. So if you actually are not in a hazmat suit with an eye goggles and a hazmat suit, you're not protected, really. That's why we have the hazmat suits below in 5.7 and we have the eye goggles. So I get a kick out of these people that pretend to be scientists, doctors, or they're really knowledgeable. Fauci is a joke. The guys are freaking moron, lying piece of satanic garbage, okay? And most of the doctors are a little terrified of dealing with Deagle. Because they know that if they come across the lens and the cross-examination of Deagle, and even in areas where I don't have specific technical knowledge, my analysis of them as they speak or they present their papers is going to be ripped to pieces. Now, I don't want people to panic. This is easy to solve. We have three boxes. We have the voter box, we have the witness box, and we have the cartridge box. Now, when I want to listen to a lot of people who are so-called in the alternative media, they're fluctuating, emotionally high, emotionally low. Trump's coming back. He's not coming back. Look, if Trump comes back and he's not got direct advice from people like you and me and people that know what the hell's going on, whether it's missile defense or hardening the power grid or truly how to deal with this virus or future versions of any virus, Trump will be, because he's a Carnival Barker and a perfect candidate to become the Antichrist, which means a lot of people think he's a religious leader, and they'll worship him as the solver of all problems, especially after they see the screw-ups that's going on with Biden. Biden's a joke. I mean, if you actually were to hire Biden and a bunch of these Yahoo demon rats, you got to say it's actually so funny. If it wasn't evil and destructive, you could actually probably find a hard time hiring these bastards, okay? So I don't get all panicky. For example, I want to talk about this with Stephen Fox because Stephen's got a new whistleblower activity regarding one of the leaders of Tanzania. And Stephen, I'd like you to kind of describe this gentleman. I'll see if I can pronounce his name right. John Pombe Magufuli, right? Sure. So what happened to John? He was died at 61. He was opposing Bill Gates. He's got a good name in the Gates of Hell, isn't he? The Gates of Hell is trying to make a vaccine. They think it's a patent, which he tried, and by the way, in America, they wouldn't do it, so he had to go to Britain to do this patent for 06, which is a way to put DNA chips in you to turn you into a freaking cyborg, and this guy's still walking. Why is George Soros and Bill Gates still walking around and breathing our air? What the hell's going on? Why do we tolerate garbage from people like him, even people like Cuomo? And 20 other state governors, the exact same thing as Cuomo, but 8 women come against him, and they all concentrate on the women. Yes, he abused these women, but he killed 15,000 citizens by putting them back into senior homes with never measured their vitamin D level, antioxidant level, and folic acid level activated. And no wonder they died. They were teetering on the edge of collapse and mitochondrial death, and then they exposed them to it because it's a way of euthanizing the elderly in these senior homes. Right? Go ahead.
May I speak for 5 minutes?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, to backtrack a little bit, John Bombay Magufuli had a PhD in chemistry, and I first became aware of him when about 8 months ago, let's see, it was in May, he took a sample of papaya, goat, piece of paper, motor oil, and a jackfruit, and put human names on them, and
right.
turned them into the local lab in Dar es Salaam. That's the capital of Tanzania. It's the largest
right.
city in Eastern Africa. And he tested them. You know, they were tested for COVID. And the papaya came back positive. And the goat,
oh, no.
Let me finish, please. The goat
yeah.
came back indeterminate. And something else came back
positive. We went to break, Nate, now. I'm going to have
you. Powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Genesis as well. I want you to repeat what you said there about, again, John Pombe Magufuli, and he's had a PhD in
chemistry. He took a sample of a goat, papaya, a piece of paper, and motor oil and jackfruit, and put human names on them, turned them in for testing to the COVID laboratory in Dar es Salaam. And some came back positive, some came back negative, and said, what are we supposed to do, isolate the goats from the papaya? The last thing he said that was significant, that speech, by the way, is on YouTube. You can look it up. You can just put in Magufuli, papaya,
That's surprising because they actually banned me from making negative comments against vaccines and so on.
Okay, well, let me get to the point here. The last significant thing he said was no Tanzanian is going to be used as guinea pigs for experiments by pharmaceutical company. And that was the last significant thing. Right after that, he got mysteriously ill and was in the hospital for 2 weeks and recently died. A woman has taken over. You can look at pictures of the two and, you know, talking to each other, and you can see clearly that she did not have a hand in his demise, not at all. Her name is Hassan, and I want to say clearly that the neighboring nation Burundi and the island off the coast of Tanzania, Madagascar, also adopted his policy of zero vaccinations at all. And so this inspired, I wrote to the Queen of Denmark about this. I write to heads of state. I'm not just, you know, an art dealer
in Santa Fe.
I've got a plan in the United Nations, and I correspond with heads of state all the time. And let me tell you, I have to have it absolutely accurate. When you speak with a head of state, you can't make any mistakes, especially if you're recommending something so serious as not accepting vaccines in their particular nation. So I'm very happy to say, you know, the British, well, just one point before we get into the geographic matter, you know, Gates patented the coronavirus weaponized version in London in 2016, and patent number is W012793A. And you can look that up. So the good news is, you know, AstraZeneca is made in Oxford, England, and...
Well, I'm actually watching on my TV. I have to interrupt you for a sec. They got these idiots on there now pushing like crazy the vaccines, and 20 nations now have blocked the AstraZeneca vaccine. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what they are. I think it's actually a bit more than that. So you have Ontario, Canada, which is the largest province of Canada, Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Austria, Hungary, Bulgaria, and then the Johnny Come Latelys were France, Germany, and Italy. So there were up to 15 there. Then we have South Africa and Pakistan and Thailand. Thailand is fortunate because it also has a member of the royal family has a PhD in chemistry, and that's her Royal Highness Chulalongkorn. And her brother is the King Vajiralongkorn. Anyway, she has a virology and, no, excuse me, she has an oncology, a preventive oncology institute there in the capital of Thailand. And so I've corresponded a lot with her and many of these very same heads of state. So finally, I think that is about 20.
That's what they told me so far, 20, but it's probably expanding.
What about Moderna? Moderna's made by Pfizer, right?
Right. Well, Moderna's made by its own company. Pfizer's separate. The two that are most common in America are Pfizer and Moderna, and one is J&J. The AstraZeneca is a latecomer, but now they're trying to process and buy 100 million doses of the AstraZeneca, and they want to push it here in America. So far, even though these other countries are doing it, I'm watching the news right now. CDC director, now is not time to travel. And they got these smirking assholes on here talking about the fact, and this is on Fox News, that they want to put everybody in the AstraZeneca vaccine when this is one of the worst ones. They're all bad. There's nothing good or bad, like whether it's J&J with double-stranded DNA or mRNA with the Moderna, which goes like a luciferase and little molecular needles in the back of your hand with a tattoo, or the Pfizer vaccine. And again, they all, over the next 60 days, are going to increase the amount of anti-spike protein antibodies.
As you pointed out to Dr. Betty Martini, this is not a true vaccine. It's genetic
manipulation. It's not a vaccine at all. I call them chemo shots. These are all chemotherapy. The companies were designed to actually try and do gene alteration to treat cancer. Not one of them is the vaccine. So they actually, the 1980 law about vaccines doesn't apply, and the legal protection, that the idea if you vaccinate somebody, you can't hurt them, kill them, you can't be sued. None of these are vaccines. It's the Emergency Act that Trump put in March of last year that allows them to be covered, because under that Emergency Act, they call them the vaccines, and they give them a special designation, but they're not. So they can be sued. Of course they can be sued, because they're not vaccines. You got to a court of law. That's why I tell people one of the most important things to realize. Right now what happened with the AstraZeneca is they're noticing a lot of people were getting vascular events. And what happens is the extracellular matrix in the mitochondria was getting interference with the electron transport, causing NADH levels and ATP to drop. It was causing hydroperoxy radical, causing mitochondrial death. The cross-links the von Willebrand's factor, causing microclots and vasculitis and the aorto-vascular blockade of the oxygen getting to the tissue. So what happens is all these vaccines will do this. Some of them will do it in the first 3 or 4 days, but 1 in 100 to 1 in 200 will probably get very sick or die from the vaccines. But over the next number of months, the level of antibody against the spike protein with all of them goes up, and they all increase the inflammation. Because they suppress the H2, which is the ones to heal and repair. It's like the repair job guys and the doctors and nurses in your body's immune system.
So,
and the ones that take away or get rid of the debris. So all of these chemo shots are all extremely dangerous. They have no idea how long they'll last to reinsert themselves in the DNA of people. Probably forever. So when you get these things, and on top of it, putting nanotechnology like the Moderna has, a hydrogel, which is nanobot technology to insert to wipe out what's called the VMAT2 region of the brain, which, by the way, DARPA is researching so they can knock out those regions so you become a killer in the battlefield. So instead of 10% kill rate in World War I, 18 in World War II, if you get somebody who's been VMAT injected, they have no suppressor areas between their cortex, their brain, and their amygdala, so that you tell them to kill and they'll just go and kill. So it makes people much more what we call animalistic soldiers, no longer with any empathy with other beings that look like themselves, which is why in World War One they wouldn't kill their, you know, someone who came over the hills that looked like their cousin or their brother. So they were in difficulty to kill the enemy, right? They said, oh my God, he looks like my cousin. So they didn't want
to
shoot.
You know, just to make absolutely clear, you know, Edward Jenner developed the vaccine for smallpox, and Lister developed, and then Salk and Sabin developed the polio vaccine. This is not that kind of vaccine at all.
Well, none of those vaccines actually reduce disease. It was public health and changes in ability to build up the immune defenses of the population, and the hygiene has actually changed. It was not the vaccines. It's all hogwash.
Total
interesting,
hogwash.
Eh?
And believe me, the heads of state know this.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, they're destroying our country. The gentleman said the violence in his country. Well, we're bringing the violence to our country.
Former President Donald Trump speaking there on Fox News. The former president also saying that Biden ruined the most secure border ever. And regarding the people coming into our country,
many of the people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest, and in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers.
The Supreme Court will consider reinstating the death penalty for the Boston Marathon bomber. The High Court reviewing a lower court ruling that throughout the death sentence, the appeal was filed by the Trump administration last year. This is USA Radio News. Democrats are pushing for Washington, D.C. to be the 51st state. In a House hearing, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says district residents are still not free as they remain disenfranchised by Congress. Ranking Republican member James Comer of Kentucky is no fan of D.C. becoming a state.
D.C. statehood is a key part of the radical leftist agenda to reshape America, along with the Green New Deal, defunding the police, and packing the U.S. Supreme Court.
At least 30 groups are banding together to stop big tech from tracking individual user data for targeted advertising. The broad coalition is calling for a ban on the practice they term surveillance advertising. The leader of the group saying tech giants are exploiting us and selling us to advertisers. The coalition is focusing on ending the practice before proposing solutions for a post-surveillance advertising internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Pandemic, but there has been, and there continues to be, a PCR test pandemic, end quote. He then goes on to say this, based on the rules of criminal law, asserting false facts concerning PCR tests or intentionally miscalculating or overrepresenting statistical data in order to lock down free individuals is not only criminal, but it is also fraudulent, and those people who suffer from those types of damages are entitled to compensation as defined in Section 7 of the International Criminal Court Codes.
Hey. Are you there, gentlemen? Can you hear
us?
Yes,
I am. Yeah, are we still on break? I have one.
I think we came live. Yeah, we're live. Okay, gentlemen, I'll leave this picture up here of Josh Bernstein investing in this with Dr. Rainer Fulmich, who bought the Crimes Against Humanity, and the plague of the testing fraud that's going on right now, which, by the way, the test was actually made 3 years plus before the virus was even launched in the fall of 2019. So you got to understand, the entire thing is a scam. It's scamtastic, I call it. I like to put the word fantastic and scam together. Scamtastic.
Well done.
And I want people to understand, you know, you have to use a little humor, because a lot of people think that if Dr. Deagle says this, he's just a narcissistic nut, and there's thousands of doctors that disagree with him, or all these politicians disagree with him, or my own doctor disagrees with him, so I'm just going to take the shot or do whatever. Dumbasses, you're going to get sick first and then you're going to die. And that's exactly what the agenda is, because you have become what's called a lemming. You have what's called lemmingitis. Lemmingitis is where you watch the boob tube, you go to your political meetings, You join whatever group, religious or otherwise, and you're told to follow the lemming strategy of you got to listen to your master, you got to listen to your politician, your prophet, your pastor, your whatever, and your own doctor, and they're telling you stuff, and you better be a good lemming. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it's funny, but it's actually true, unfortunately. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how much shock people need in order to finally wake up. Do they need the shock of maybe this doctor in Europe being correct that new strains will emerge, it'll be super strains? Now, it doesn't matter if they're super strains. I'm still arguing with the guys in Vegas, by the way, Dr. Bill Singh, who is a Sikh, and he thinks he wants to try to invade my patent, which, by the way, I get the information from Dr. Francis Boyle, that would reverse engineering for the 1,000 Talents program for the Bat Lady in Wuhan. We created the Wuhan facility. In fact, we even still pay for it until 2024. We're still paying for that freaking facility, and both Biden and Obama were initially funding it. Then they lifted the funding and dropped it and then put it back on again for gain of function with Dr. Barrick at University of North Carolina. So when I hear all these machinating idiots on Fox News and Newsmax, which are the better of the lot, saying they don't know what caused it, I've been trying to get on these damn shows for many months, and nobody wants to respond to me. Well, I can't talk to Dr. Diggle, goddammit. If he has facts or even just logic, we'll look really stupid. Well, I don't give a damn if you look really stupid. I don't want to see millions of people die from your freaking heinous, controlled opposition, right? Go ahead.
I have a question. You know, at this point, I think it makes a lot more sense for you to be, don't waste your valuable insights on Americans. I think you need to be talking to foreign nations and in foreign nations.
I'll do that. There's several strategies. The first one I'm doing is actually in the process. I'm thinking now I'm going to start putting some lawsuits together against Biden and against these vaccinologists myself. Because if I get an open forum in court, which also has media coverage, it'll be a wholly different thing. For example, I have a great deal of difficulty getting even people that are on my side for vaccines. I can't get, when I talk to Dr. Dolores Cahill, who's an immunologist, she doesn't get very deep on the immunology about this at all, and I find her level of knowledge is like really pretty rudimentary. When I have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's done 40,000 hours, I had to correct her that it wasn't spike protein, it was double-stranded DNA in the J&J vaccine. And she's got 10 things that she's listed. Some of them are actually repeating the same thing in different ways, which are hard for the average person to understand. And there's additionally 4 things that I discovered that these vaccines are doing to people that
Could you explain briefly how this modulated RNA, Moderna, actually works in a biochemical or a chromosomal level?
Yeah, I'll explain it very simply. Firstly, when you insert mRNA, there's a thing called reverse transcriptase that can convert back to proteins and also to DNA. So it can actually be incorporated in your chromosome, in your extra chromosome. It was called the epigenome. Outside your chromosomes, a code for proteins and enzymes. The epigenome is what codes to help rebuild you. And so these can become permanently ensconced in your DNA. What they're going to do is they create more spike protein antibodies. Now, when your body creates these spike proteins, the spike proteins end up sticking on all of the tissues all over your body. So your body develops spike protein antibodies, so these antibodies will then make your macrophages go to seek where the spike proteins are showing up, and they're sticking out of normal cells and tissues like heart tissue, liver tissue, whatever, and the macrophage is called a big eater cell. Now the macrophage, the way it kills is it creates what's called superoxide radical. And these superoxide radicals are equivalent to the temperature of the corona of the sun. The sun surface temperature is only 5,000-6,000 degrees. The corona is 100,000 miles above the surface of the sun, and it's 100 million degrees. All right? It's where the nuclear reactions occur of nuclear fusion creating sun, because the sun is a fusion reactor. All right? That's why when the part of the coronal spray sprays off into the moon and crystallizes as moon rocks and moon crystals, it's called helium-3. And that's what we're mining up there in heaven, even 5 years before the Eagle landed. Okay? Scientists have figured this out. And the Chinese actually are up there now exploring the area near the dark side where there's a lot more of these crystals, and they actually want to bring it back, and they're going to be popularizing fusion reactors, which I know how to build and have told on the show how to do it for 12 years. A Lockheed Martin style fusion reactors. They're simple to do, okay? They miniaturize them for interstellar and intergalactic and interplanetary vehicles. All our vehicles that fly between here and our Mars colony since 1982 use fusion reactors. They used to, and they were using before that plasma rockets, which would take 4 to 6 times longer. Now the fusion reactors are much quicker, all right? Now, you got to understand here what they want to do to the planet is they want to reduce the population because we're on the edge of life extension. I work with Dr. Ron Klatz and Dr. Bob Goldman, founded it 27 years ago, and I have all three keys of Methuselah, and all three keys were fully worked out. Human beings will not age ever anymore. It doesn't mean you'll live forever. In fact, we work out the actual, the average person will be 476 years. And still people die at 5 years of age, but the only one person in 10,000 lived to be 10,000 years old. All right?
Israel, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just one important point I want to bring out. In Israel is another one of the nations that has distinctly said that this is a new Holocaust. I mean, the prime minister even said so.
Yeah, but they're pushing the vaccines more than anything, okay? So these are dumbasses, okay? Now, the problem I see is this. It's easy to deal with a virus. If they took my first line of defense kit, no virus, whether it's this virus or any other cold virus, whatever, TB, whatever, would survive. And I know how to rescue them. My EDUCAP, which is basically, it takes the sigma-1 protein, incubates it in a dendritic cell culture in a bioengine. You pull the microenzymes, which are exosomes, which are microRNA. It's not an antibody, whatever. It's microRNA. It puts it in a Lonza capsule, same as my Red Deer Velvet, and this Lonza capsule is like a micro USB drive to your immune system and so on. In fact, the same technology can be used to transfer information like memory. So in the future, you can have a microRNA to transfer information about how to do jujitsu or how to read a book. But it's immune memory to your T and B cells, so your body recognizes the virus. And what happens with this vaccine? It suppresses the cellular immunity called THC, macrophage called TH, activity of the immune cells, but it increases immunoglobulin B cell immunity. Not good. Not good. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly,
raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
Absolutely, absolutely. They're devils. Let me explain, okay? Now we're coming back. What we're dealing with, gentlemen, Stephen Fox and John W. Spring, is we're dealing with evil is exoplanetary and transdimensional. Now, a lot of people don't want to go as far as Dr. Deagle, but I'm going to explain it also. If you go to every ancient holy book, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, the Book of the Dead, you go to the book of people like the shamans in South Africa, Credo, if you go to the Chinese and look at the ancient texts and so on, converting, they go right back to ancient, was called Atlantis and Mu. Mu was actually the empires of the East, which would be China, Asia, Vietnam, and so on in the ancient world. And there was a collapse caused by a pole shift. Now, the pole shift happened around 35,000 years ago, and that pole shift caused a collapse of civilization. Much of the civilization went underground, into underground cities, and they reemerged thousands of years later or hundreds of years later to try to create a new civilization. Now, you got to understand that evil on Earth is exoplanetary and transdimensional. If you take the Drake equation and you calculate out the number of possible inhabitable planets in the cosmos in just our local spiral galaxy that covers 100,000 light years across from side to side, in the last billion years, it would be 100 million civilizations. That's a lot. That would be not just like bugs and things, but advanced civilizations of beings that would include beings' ability to be able to develop technology of some kind or other. Now, if you take even a smaller percentage of that, let's say you take 1% of those, become very advanced, and survive, let's say, the catastrophes that would destroy civilizations like nuclear war, pestilence, or galactic events like a supernova, you're still talking about maybe a million civilizations, okay? Over the last billion years. Now, if you compare our civilization, which is barely out of the crib, our civilization's relatively new compared to the civilization. When I went to Space Command headquarters on July 10th, 1994, after being supernaturally brought there by the angel, 9 months to the day earlier, the director of Space Command said there was a come-to-Jesus talk, and he told me about the Dark Knight satellite in polar orbit over the Earth around probably 35,000 years. And it's 5 times bigger than the International Space Station. And he explained that when we got to Mars and could build our colony on Mars since 1982. So when you hear all this talk about someday, with Donald Trump, we're going to go to Mars, and he tries to make the people think he invented the Space Force. He popularized it. I took care of the people working at Space Force. In fact, this Gary McKinnon, this Asperger kid from Scotland, was a smart enough computer wizard. He actually hacked into the naval computer back in the 90s into the actual list of off-world space people from multiple nations. They're in our space fleet. They go back and forth to Mars and also to the belt, the belters, okay? We have a plan over the next 1,000 years or less to terraform five major bodies in the universe, including the first one is Mars. Now, I'm watching a miniseries on TV called The Expanse, where they talk about the not only terraform Mars, but they're also working on the belt because it's the best place to mine. If I was going to invest in the future, I'd invest in a way of taking the belt of these large objects. Some of them are solid levels of minerals and metals in space, and you could become a quadrillionaire just with mining these damn things. So what you have to understand is human civilization is very ancient. It's much more old than we think. We have 26 genes that are called alien DNA that I was taught even in medical school. The reason is they don't occur in any other primate. We have eccentric chromosomes. Human beings most likely originated on a distant planet, most likely Mars, because it had its atmosphere and its environment millions of years before people on Earth.
So human beings don't buy the Darwinian ascent from the...
foolishness. Well, let me explain. What God did is he did what's called punctuated recreation. So you have to create a new organism completely. So if you're making a Swiss watch and you're going to make a new watch, you may use some of the old design, but you got to make a new design that actually works perfect from the start. So it's like a hologram that's condensed. But the Creator God reaches from infinity, which is there's no past or present, and he takes previous organisms and recreates them into new ones. So you can see similarities between humans. In fact, 97% of human DNA is viral. The reason why we have viral receptors in our cells is because we actually go to the yard sale for DNA to actually create new modifications. So let me finish before you interrupt me, okay? It's important to understand that. So when you look at things like coronaviruses and other viruses, it's part of our ancient DNA that 97% of our chromosomes are made from ancient viral DNA, reevaluated. It's almost like taking little pieces from a yard sale and building a house out of those pieces and building both the genome to make the 32,500 proteins and the epigenome, 97%, that builds how to build you. And it's like taking small little pieces of programs and reassembling them into new programs so that you can create a program called a hologram of us, okay? So if you look at that, you realize just how tremendous and amazing God is. He can take previous organs and recreate them by punctuated recreation. All right? Now, you have to understand that human beings, when you actually look at asteroids that come into Earth, many of them have bacteria and other things on them, which obviously say, well, this is human. No, it's from Mars or some other place. So we already know that there's a panspermia. Even the theory of the Middle Ages they had about panspermia is true, that there's other life forms in distant worlds. In fact, we've calculated out that the number of planets in just our local cosmos within, say, 100 or 200 light years, there's dozens of Earth-like planets that could support life like Earth and have, in the proper zone of life, planets that actually would be similar gravitational force to the planet Earth.
Dr. Deagle, may I ask one question? And that is, this. The USA never signed on to the accord that created the International Criminal Court. So, therefore, because they declined to do so, the International Criminal Court has no jurisdiction over William Henry Gates III or Donald Rumsfeld. So the victimized nations either go to higher court, which is where nations sue nations, and that's probably what's going to come next.
Well, actually, I'll tell you what, I actually go the other way. I think what we need to start doing...
Lower courts?
Yes, what you do is I think we need to go to the lowest courts, and I'll tell you why. If you go to a state court, for example, or you go to a kind of district court, you're more likely going to be able to present evidence and proof that something happened, and when you can do that, you can replicate in other courts. The biggest problem we have in our society is people think that the political process is to vote for a candidate, and it stops there. Now, if I had my way in school, everybody before they went off to a school, let's say to take a trade or go to a middle school or go to high school, you'd have to have completed the level of this course we call How to Win in Court, so they'd become a pro-litigant expert. In other words, everybody would know how to file legal actions without the need of a lawyer. The problem is we then hire, we basically promote a person by voting for them, and then we hope that they will do what we want to protect us, and usually there's an IQ gap of 20 to 40 points where they're dumber than the average population collectively. And they're very often self-serving, because that's why you look at the district of criminals. They go in there as prostitutes. They make more than the highest level female prostitute, trying to get money, calling phone calls and so on, so that they can actually further their own economy. Look at Joe Biden. Look at all the houses he has. And then he smirks at you like, I'm not a criminal. He's one of the biggest damn criminals out there. Look at his whole family. How come he's president? I don't know. Why is he still there now that we're still investigating his son? And the big guy, which is Joe Biden himself and his brother, we tolerate evil, therefore we have it.
You do know that he had two brain surgeries, right?
Yes, he had two vascular surgeries in his brain. If I could do a brain scan on a mini mental status, the guy would be in a psychiatric facility in a nursing home. And the thing is, right now, he can read a teleprompter and he can sometimes scuttle through things. Even the way he tried to scuttle up and down the stairs to show off that he could walk and he falls down the stairs, this guy's incompetent. So he even mentions the name Kamala Harris, who, by the way, in order to be a president, you have to be American-born on American soil. Her parents, both when they came here, were from Jamaica and India. She does not qualify to be an American, neither was Barack Obama. Okay? I got the birth certificate sent to me by an NSA agent over three years ago. So here's what I think is the solution. The solution is real simple. Everybody needs to get the How to Win in Court. You can split it up between 10 people. Everybody needs to start taking legal actions. Take it out in your state. File in your state and say, look, they're injuring me. They're calling this a vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. That's number one. Number two, they're hiding the data on how many people are not only immediately injured, but how many people are going to be long-term injured, like increased vascular events, like heart attack and ITP. How many people are going to get allergic or autoimmune disease and cancer? How many people are going to become demented? There's now a new report. Now, it doesn't come out from the COVID, that COVID vaccine, the COVID virus and the COVID vaccines cause deafness. They damage your middle ear nerves, so you actually go deaf. Even from the virus, they now say this. Oh, you're going deaf. Oh, you had COVID. No wonder.
Yeah.
All right, so people need to start grasping that the solution is us. It's not the politicians out there. It's not big lawyers. It's not just the International Court of Justice. It needs to start locally. And it needs to start with us. So if we can file pro se litigation actions by the tens of thousands, all this bullshit will be over. But you know what? The average person is like, they're too busy doing their bah lessons. Bah, bah, bah. Or they're getting doing their lessons on being, you know...
dealing with suicidal their lemmingitis.
They got their lemmingitis disease. And
thank
it's
you.
Eating away at their frontal lobes, right?
Thanks
a lot.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.